This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Rescue officials say a landslide at a remote jade mine in northern Myanmar's Kachin State has left at least one person dead and 70 missing, and a search and rescue operation is underway. Reports were scant from the area, which is the center of the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry. It's a region where sporadic fighting has broken out between the Myanmar army and ethnic guerrilla forces. A ceasefire in the region has been disrupted after a February 1st coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi and her elected government. A Libyan parliamentary committee said Wednesday that it has become impossible to hold a long-awaited presidential vote in 2 days as scheduled, in a major blow to international efforts to end a decade of chaos in the oil-rich country. It was the first official statement that the vote would not happen Friday, although it had been widely expected amid mounting challenges and calls for a delay. For nearly a year, the election was the linchpin of international efforts to bring peace to Libya, and many have warned that either scenario, holding the vote on time or postponing it, could be a destabilizing setback. The U.S. National Security Advisor held talks Wednesday with the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who warned that negotiations in Vienna on Iran's nuclear program had, quote, profound ramifications, end quote, for Israeli security. Bennett's government has remained firmly opposed to ongoing international efforts to revive a 2015 accord that saw Iran agree to curbs on its nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said his visit to Israel had come at a critical juncture, according to an Israeli government statement. This is VOA News. Greece's